Hello?
Hey, this is, am I speaking with Mary Beth?
Yes, you are.
Hey, this is Josh Baker speaking from Penguin Book Writers. How are you doing today?
Oh, I'm doing okay. I was getting a little nervous there when Haley said you were calling at 12, so I was like,
Yep. I was just about to call you on 12, but I had to create the project for you. I'll be guiding you according to that. So hope this is
okay.
a good time to call you right now.
Yep, this is fine.
Awesome, sounds great. So I just wanted to give you a brief update that I am one of the project manager that works on the project along with my team, and I will be working on your project to make sure whatever you have services you have purchased, I get them delivered to you. So I just wanted to get a brief insight and a brief detail about your book, what your book is about, and what was the whole purpose about writing this book so that I can get better know it.
What was the purpose for writing it? I just wanted to write it.
Oh.
It's fiction. And there's where are you located right now?
We're based in New York.
But where are you?
I am currently in California office, so we're following the PST time zone. That is why there was a bit of hassle.
I gotcha. Yeah, because I'm looking at the area code and I'm trying to
Yep.
figure out what's going on here.
Yep. So we our
Okay.
head office is located in New York, and we are in different states as well. So the writer,
I
the
gotcha.
team, and all that. Yep. So you were
I
talking about the
gotcha.
book?
So I'm talking about the book. So basically, the book is set in 1960s Midwestern United States, and it's basically a story about how family secrets and things of that nature can cause dysfunction across the whole family system.
All right.
That's kind of like elevator pitch. So it's about relationships among people.
And would this be your first book that you're writing, or you have written books previously as well?
Nope, this is my first.
All right. Sounds great. Sounds great. Let me move forward with that. And is there a particular deadline that you have in your mind, that any day that you're planning to have your book published or completed?
I'd like to have it done soon. I'm basically finished. I've gotten it. I have two people reading it now just to give me their input, but I'm ready to move forward with the project.
Awesome. Sounds great. We will be making sure that this is catered ASAP. Let me guide you how we're going to be moving forward. So we have our own portal that we use to communicate with our clients. So can you check your email? I can walk you through that portal so that it's easier for us to communicate and share the files.
Do you have can you send me a Zoom so we can or something so we can you can screen share with me?
Sure, I can share that ID with you as well. However, you just need to sign up with that portal so that at least whenever we send you files, you can get it over there as well. So once I send you the files, we can further get on a call as well. That would be perfectly fine.
So you want me to share
Just check
to
your
check my
email. Yep. Just check your email and I'll walk you through from there.
Josh Baker? Don't sound like
Yep,
a Josh
Josh
Baker,
Baker.
but
Yep, that is going to be the one. And you might have received an email which might be saying Creative Design Agency.
yeah, I've got two. I've got a you've been added to collaborate and then welcome on board.
Yep, so the first one in that email, you might have an option which says to get started. Can you click on that?
You've been added
Yep,
and it
in
says
that
get
particular
started.
email. Yep, you got it.
Got it.
So once you
Okay,
click on
there's
that,
me.
it's going to reroute you to a browser asking you to create a password.
Okay, let me get this straight here. I haven't signed the contract yet.
Oh,
Hello?
all right. Yep, I'm here. So you haven't? You can share that as
She
well
said I.
once you.
Right, she said I could do that when we spoke.
Sure,
Let me
you
get
can
this.
go ahead and you can share that as well.
I don't know. I mean, how do I? I don't have digital signature. So how do I don't have clients, so it's legal.
Okay, you can just edit that contract. You can just write your acknowledgement and you can reply back to that email as well. So you sending us
Okay.
that email back would give that option to us as well that you have acknowledged that.
Okay, so the email she sent it to me in, do I just type my name where it says, or just send it back and say I acknowledge this?
Yep, you can just edit the contract and write your name over there.
Okay, so first let me not get distracted. I'm actually working today as well, doing my day job stuff now, which is not the greatest. I'm not having a very good time. So let's see. Let me get my okay. Oh, come on. I'm just creating the password now.
Sure.
Okay. I have to click both these boxes?
Yep. Those are the acknowledgement boxes.
Okay, I got my password.
Awesome. So as soon as you create your password, you're going to have to sign in as well. So the next thing it's going to ask you is to sign in.
Well, it signed me in. I'm in. It's got the
awesome.
Pass page. That's...
Sounds great. And once you're in, you will be able to view different option on the top. Do you see different option which might say my project, my work, inbox, like that?
I see. Let's see what I got. Let me maximize my screen. What I do is list board, table, dashboard, files, time, milestones, messages, and more.
Mm-hmm.
And then task line that says assignee, completed, whatever.
Do you see any option which says messages or inbox?
No, I do not. Let me look under more. Maybe it's here.
Sure.
Nope. I don't see messages. Let me see. There is a bar on the left that says home. So I am into project, but I'm actually under my name. Maybe I need to step back one. It brought me right into my phone.
Yep.
Okay,
try
so
clicking
now,
on more or anything like that. Once you go on home, it might give you an option for the inbox.
Well, what I did was I backed out of projects and it's just got list. Let me try home.
Sure.
My work, my projects, activity, and more is what I see across the top.
My work, my project.
Hold on, it's under more. It's a submenu that says inbox, dashboards, and events.
Awesome. Inbox will be the option.
Okay, clicked it.
Yep. Once you click on that.
Okay.
Awesome.
And there's the message you sent to me on my
personal. Yep,
right,
so
here.
You just
okay.
have to click on that, and you will be able to view my message with saying that hope this finds you well. And just below that message, you would be able to see that there are two forms attached. Do you see that as well?
I see that there's a book editing services and a brief form.
Awesome. So what you need to do is you would need to just download these two forms, and you need to reply back to this same portal with these two forms. I'm going to tell you how you're going to move forward. So these are the two forms that you need to download, edit, and fill it out. These are just going to ask you about your basic details about the book, the genre, the details, and also you would need to submit the manuscript of the book. So how you can do that is once you have downloaded that, just below these files, do you see an option which says add reply?
I just got a broken link. Hold on.
Sure.
I don't know why it did that. It says, okay, so I'm going back, and then I'm going again. I'll go into inbox. So now I'm going down to those two documents.
Yep.
I don't know what happened. Who knows? But it's working now. I'm downloading.
Awesome. Sounds great. And just below that, we'd also see an option which says add reply. Do you see that?
I'm sorry, you said add reply? Yes, I do.
Yep, awesome. So let me guide you how you can simply reply back to us on the same portal. So once you click on add reply, it's going to give you an option to type your message. And just below that, it's going to give you an option to attach a file as well. Do you see both of these options?
So I didn't click it yet. I waited for you to finish. So what I've got here, and who should be notified?
Sure, you can just leave that who should be notified option. It's simply going to reach out to me as well directly, because if you omit any of these, so we might miss out on the notification. So on the top of this is where you can simply type your message, like whatever email you need to type. And just below that, you would be able to attach your file. So can you click on that option just to check if you're able to attach any files?
I am, and I'm looking above. This is just a little different from forms I'm used to. It still shows the attachments above it, but that's just from the previous message. So all I do is go down underneath, and it says attach a file. So I attach the contract, which I'm going to just acknowledge. Then you're gonna walk me through an NDA before we do any of this, right? And then I'm going to do filled out documents. So you'll be getting four documents back from me. Is that right?
Yep, that is correct. So one is going to be the contract, the other two would be the forms that I have shared above, and the third one would be the manuscript of your book.
Well, what about the NDA?
Okay, I will be guiding you further on that as well. I just need to explain you further on this as well.
No, that's okay. I have to return the NDA signed to you, right? Or you're going to send it. I mean, manuscript till the NDA is signed.
You can send all those four things together, so that would be fine.
Oh, that's great.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm sending five things. I'm sending my contract, the two documents you just had me download, and then the manuscript, and then the NDA. So there'll be five things coming.
Sure. Yep. Got that. So you can send all of these along with the same attachment in the same manner. So I'll have five files to be waiting on my end. And as soon as you share these documents with me, what I'm going to do is I am going to have my writing team assign and start working on your project. So how this will work is that our team takes, so the first draft, we work draft by draft. For example, if your book is of 10 chapters or, for example, 300 pages, so our team is going to work either chapter by chapter or they're going to work pages by pages. So, for example, once you share your manuscript with me, my team is going to take a few days to read the book, to understand what the book is about, and then they're going to start the editing work. So the first draft that is shared within like 6 to 8 business days with you, like 8 to 9 business days with you. So that first draft would consist of a few edits, editorial reports, and all these things. So we are not going to move forward until and unless you approve that draft. So, for example, in the first phase, I'm going to share those 50 pages with you. You're going to review that. You're going to let me know, hey, Josh, I think the edits that you have made, that is good to go. Or I think that there's just one slight change that needs to be incorporated, and we're going to take care of that. And that is how we're going to be moving forward.
You're saying 50 pages.
I'm just giving an example that we're going to work draft by draft first. Yep. So instead of us completing the book all at once, we're going to work on this draft by draft to ensure the quality. Instead of our writing team working on the whole book at the same time and then reaching back to you, sharing the whole book, and then if there are any changes required, this is the reason why we work on this draft by draft or pages by pages to ensure the maximum quality.
Well, how many people are going to be editing this? Because I used to be an editor, so it concerns me when multiple people are looking at an entire document.
It's just going to be one person. So it's just going to be one person, because if we assign two different writers, that is going to mess up the whole quality of the book, because obviously one writer is going with a different perspective and the other with a different point.
Yep. Absolutely. Okay, I got it. So after I send this back to you, these documents, 6 to 8 business days after that, I will get back an edited version, like track changes kind of thing?
Exactly. So we're going to send you the track changes file so that you can review and see what changes we have made, or if you have any additional suggestions. So the time frame is up to 6 to 9 business days. That's the maximum time frame that we take in the first draft. Sometimes it's like a plus minus 2 days as well, because the writers will have to read the book first as well in order to further brainstorm how she or he needs to move forward.
You're saying writers, but you mean editors, right?
Yep, exactly.
Okay, so when I get this, it's going to be the entire manuscript with track changes, or just part of it?
just part of it, just as I mentioned, that it's going to be draft by draft. So they can either work on a few chapters, few pages, like that.
Yeah, I think for consistency, this concerns me a little bit because it is a novel and it's a free-flowing novel, and I want to make sure. It sounds to me like we're talking basically copy edit here. Is that correct?
That's going to be the line editing. That's going to be the line editing.
Right, but is it going to be a substantive edit or is it going to be a copy edit?
It's going to be a proper edit, a developmental edit. So they're going to read the whole book as well. It's not just the editorial changes, not just the grammatical mistake as well, but as they read forward, if there's any line or any tone or any narrative that needs to be changed as well, they're going to share that with you as well, like, hey, this needs to be changed, or we're going to put our proposal forward as well.
So this is a developmental edit, because I'm understanding. I've had a developmental editor look at it once already, but since you guys are going to be moving forward with this, it doesn't hurt to have it done again. How do I return that to you? Do I do like a regular accept or reject changes when I send it back?
So, yep, exactly. So you can make those changes in the same file so that we can also view those changes via track changes, or you can simply let us know in the same message that, hey, the everything seems good, but the fourth line needs some change, or whatever is easy for you. So either you can make changes on the same file or let us know in a separate document.
Yeah, I'll leave the track changes on, and I will send back all my comments in line because I don't want this to get messed up. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Okay, so when I get that back and I send it back to you guys, then what happens next?
So we're going to move forward with that. For example, if I have shared the first draft with you and you suggested a few other changes in that particular draft, so my team is going to start working forward and also consider the changes that you have shared with us, and we're going to share the revised file with you, and then we're going to move forward. So until we get done with one particular thing, then we're going to move forward to the second one. So it's going to work draft by draft until the whole changes are completed and you're satisfied with those changes.
So then I get the book back after it's all updated with whatever corrections, and then I approve that. So the what I'm getting, if there are changes made, and say she does, if the chapters are they're not very long. The longest one's maybe 4 pages, something like that, three pages. So when this person, this developmental editor reviews, say, the first 10 chapters or 5 chapters, let's just say 5, and they send it back to me, and then I see something that I say, no, I don't make this change, so I reject it. But what is called out may also occur later on in the book. Do they keep track of stuff so that they're not duplicating? In other words, she didn't want happy thread, so I might mark it later on in the manuscript.
Yep. They keep a track of everything because obviously whatever revised draft you have shared, before they move forward with the second chapter, for example, they're working on 5 chapters first. So before they move on the 6th chapter, they're going to make sure that whatever changes you suggested in the first 5 chapters, those changes are made already so that you don't have to face the issue of reviewing that or editing that again later down the road. So we're going to move forward
so
from past...
The book's only about, I think it's about 275 pages, something like that.
Okay.
I always feel better if they do it in half and half, rather than, because one chapter is only a half a page, just a memoir. So
okay, in these cases,
you know what I'm saying? So the first three pages, the second chapter is a half a page, the third chapter is maybe 4 pages, and then 2 pages. You know what I'm saying? So we're not looking at huge.
Okay, in these cases, when the chapters are short, the team usually moves forward with pages by pages. So, for example, if your book is, just like you mentioned, 275 pages, they can move forward with either 50 pages each, 40 pages each, like that.
Okay. As long as it's a logical chapter stop or whatever, that's fine.
Yep. They're going to make sure it's the same way because obviously as you have written the book as well and the writers and the editor would know as well, then going to stop where it makes sense instead of them merging the whole story. Yep.
Yeah, not stopping in the middle of a page. I'd rather it was edited chapter by chapter.
Yep. So even if I say that they're going to work pages by pages, they're going to make sure that even if it's like the 50th page, it should be ending with a chapter. So that's how they're going to move forward. They're not going to leave it in between because that's going to mess up the whole context of the story.
Okay, so then I look at the developmental edit and I send back my comments as I whatever pieces I get. When it's all finished and it's updated, that's sent back to me to read through and approve. Then
exactly.
What happens?
So how this works is once we are done with the final draft, so we work in different phases. So in the first phase, we are going to send you draft by draft, just as I mentioned. In the second phase, what we're going to do is we're going to compile your whole book and also format the whole book. So in the first draft that we send, you only have to review the context. In the second phase,
right.
We're going to make sure that whatever context you have approved in every single thing, we're going to format the whole file and share the final file with you, which you can review at once. And once that is done, we're going to move towards the third phase, which is the publishing phase.
So what about the there's more stuff in between there, though. So what about typeface? What about cover art? What about that sort of stuff?
Okay, yep. So the book cover, that is something that is going to work separately because, as I mentioned, that this is going to be catered by our writing team, the editing team. Now I have another
right.
team as well, which is the illustration team. So meanwhile, we're working on this, and you send me the other form, which is the book cover form. They're going to work on the book cover, and as soon as they're preparing that, I'm going to send that to you as well. So that is something that is not like sent with the book. As soon as the team does the cover, I'm going to share it.
But it works in parallel. That's what I'm getting at. So that's good. It's not like
nope.
I have to go through the writing.
Nah.
Then
nah.
Start the graphics. So
nope.
Let me ask you, there. Can you tell me about, is there, when the book cover is done, okay, so that's going to be graphics. They're going to do the book design and cover, and I guess I'll be given options and choose. What about if I want an illustration done? And
that is absolutely
example,
fine.
Okay, and do I get to work directly with these people, or do I go through you every time?
Okay, it's going to be with me through every time. For example, how this works is that obviously these illustrators and these writers, since they're working at the back end, they might have different shifts as well. For example, the graveyard shift, so it would
okay.
not be directly possible. But at some point, if there is a case, for example, you said that, hey, Josh, I think I need to have a word with the writer just to make sure that I get my point across them directly. So I can have a call schedule in that case as well with the writing team or their head. So at any point, whichever way you are satisfied, you're going to have that catered, be it the editing team, be it the illustration team. I'm going to be the main phase. I have my subordinates as well that are going to be working on this directly. So I'm going to work on this at a bigger picture. Then I have my subordinates that are going to be working on this at a junior level, like with every illustrator, with the writing team back and forth. So at a bigger picture, I'm having a bird eye view on this project. Then I have my subordinates directly dealing with illustrators, the writing team. At any point, my subordinates tell me that, hey, the client needs to have a word with the writing team head. I'm going to have that scheduled by myself.
Okay, and I think I have a photograph of what I think I want illustrated. So I could upload that to the portal and say, here's what I'd like. And then put the description of how I envision this appearing and that sort of thing.
Sure, absolutely.
Like,
so the book cover form? Uh-huh.
Well, this is an illustration for the inner cover. So I have to do a dedication page. And then I want to do, before the book chapter one, I want to just have one page that has an illustration on it. You know,
sure,
like
we can have that. Sure thing. We can look into that. We can have that catered. So what you can do is, along with the forms, you can just simply send over that illustration page as well and let me know what you need to have that added, and I'll take care of that.
Well, and you will see when you get the manuscript, I've kind of just put page breaks in so you can get an idea what's going where. You know, I'm not sure I did the folio recto thing exactly, but I think it's going to be okay. So I want to, you know, I can send that to you, but I just wanted to make sure that you know, if it's a matter of looking at the photograph and reproducing something similar to it, or, I mean, I'm flexible. But I really do feel that for some of this stuff, I hate to just do a phone call. I'm going to want to, you know, maybe when we get to a point where the whole thing's coming together, I'm going to want to do a Zoom call or something so that we can be face-to-face on this.
Absolutely, absolutely, absolutely. Once we get along with that, we're going to have a way out, and we're going to have it wherever, however you're comfortable with it.
Yeah, because in this way I can see you, I can describe to you, we can it's easier than just, you know, saying, well, it should look like go here, it should look. So so that's what I'm concerned.
Sure thing, sure thing, sure thing. As we move forward, we're going to have this way sorted out so that it's easy for you as well. And at any point as well, as I mentioned, in case you have any concerns regarding the writing, the illustrations, we're more than happy to have you directly with writers and the illustration team as well so that it gets easy for you as well.
Okay, got it.
Sounds great. So I will be waiting on the manuscript and the forms as you mentioned. So whenever you share those with me, I am going to share it further with my team so that they can start on it. And within the first 6 to 9 business days, I'm going to share the first draft with you.
Okay, that sounds perfect. And you, you're going to send me those 5 documents. Now, you said you were going to explain to me about the NDA. Is there anything else I need to know about that? Or is it going to be obvious when you...
Yep, that is going to be obvious. And you haven't received the first NDA document with you on your end. You've just received it. You've just received the contract. So could you just let me know what were the first documents that you received?
The only thing that was shared with me on Friday when I signed up was the receipt, then the contract, and then about Penguin Book Writers, like a publishing service agreement. And there was nothing. It said email that you were supposed to be discussing an NDA with me.
Sure. Let me look into that, and let me get back to you on the NDA as well. All right?
Okay, because that's real important.
Sure, sure, sure. Thing. Let me check on that, and let me revert back to you on that as well. So meanwhile, you can let me, as soon as we get with the NDA, I'm going to explain you further on that. All right? So I'm just going to check on the NDA and get back to you as well.
All right, that sounds great, Josh.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
All right, you too. Bye now.
Bye.